The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Boys down on the MCG. Beautiful at the moment. I've got to Collingwood assistant coach and K-Rock favourite Justin Longmuir with me. J-Lo, thanks for your time. Take us inside Collingwood over the last couple of weeks. What's the build-up like to a preliminary final?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of excitement around. Last week we tried to keep it pretty low-key and focus on us. We got some good training loads into the players. This week we've obviously focused heavily on GWS and really tried to prepare the players for GWS's best, because they've been playing some really good, strong, contested footy, so we're going to have to be on from the start today.
It is interesting, the mindset that you guys have going into this game, because there's no doubt GWS slightly undermanned, some of their best players not available. They've had, in some ways, a difficult week. Do you make sure the players aren't focused on the fact that some of their best won't be out there?
Yeah, it's always a tricky one. To make sure that the players don't look forward and forecast to next week. And we played GWS in round 18, I think it was, and they absolutely touched us up. So we've reviewed that game fairly heavily and made sure that the players understand not only what they did to us last time, but what they've done the last 2 weeks. So they've been in really good form. Whitfield and Green have been playing a role in that, but they haven't been the only two. So they've got some weapons all over the ground. They've got a good defensive system, especially in their back 50, that they defend really well. So we're going to have to be on our game.
Justin, Ian Cohen up here, Ben Casnelia, Tom Lonigan, Heath Buck, and also Pete Ryan. So good luck to you this afternoon. You've got the boys out the front warming up in front of you right now. Talk to us about Jaden Stevenson, obviously, back into the lineup as well. Have you noticed any differences with him after his time out with suspension?
No, not really. He's still a cheeky little bugger that he always has been. And he's just really good to have around the club and up and about. He's got that cheek about him, and and it sort of comes out in the way he plays. He plays with that freedom to just take the game on and use his speed, and that's what we really like about him. So I think he showed last year that he's a big game player. These sort of moments don't overawe him. So, yeah, we're grateful to have him back, and hopefully he's at his best today.
Is that infectious in a club? I mean, do you need that sort of character, that sort of person, especially when you get to the pointy end of the season?
Yeah, it's always good to have those guys that have a bit of cheek and don't get overawed in the situation, because they tend to make the mood a little bit lighthearted. And Braden Maynard's one of those. Jack Crisp is one of those as well. They're like mozzies who don't really feel the pressure. So, yeah, it's always good to have those guys in to lighten the mood when it's needed.
Peter Ryan here. Good luck today, Justin. Matt DeBoer, who do you expect him to go to?
I actually think he might go to Taylor Adams, personally. Probably everyone else probably thinks maybe Pendles, but I just think Taylor Adams in finals footy has been probably our best player over the last couple of years, and he really starts us off really well. He hits the scoreboard, so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to him.
How do you prepare the group for obviously there's three or four options for him for countering what he can give the Giants?
Yeah, well, we've got some specific roles for that player to play, especially around stoppages and in our team defence. So, DeBoer's going to do a good job, and he's going to limit the influence of an opponent. So what we've got to do is be able to use that player to help someone else out and try and make 2v1s and try and make GWS pay for tagging someone.
And obviously the Giants have made their physical approach kind of the theme for this finals. We'd expect that again today. How do you respond to that as a group when, in such a big game?
Yeah, well, I think our focus needs to go hard at the footy and not get distracted. I thought Brisbane maybe early in that first quarter last week cost himself a couple of goals by just trying to go too far the other way. We need to be ready for what they're going to bring and then focus all our intent on the footy, because that's the most important thing out there.
Justin, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. After your table whittling finished up last night, and you probably had the rack of lamb, you put the moccasins on and watched last night's game, the Tigers were, fair to say, were pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely got their game going after half time, and I thought the Cats were pretty impressive for a large part of that game as well. So it was a good game of footy. The crowd were up and about, and just get through today. That's all I'm worried about at the moment.
How are you?
I don't want to forecast.
No, don't forecast. Every time I wake up, you link to more clubs than a New York rapper.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? I don't know.
You're in demand.
Yeah. I suppose that's a good thing. But, I mean, I'm contracted to the Collingwood Footy Club for next year, and I think someone's tried to draw a bow between the friendship of me and Teague, and Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing to have my name in the paper again.
Just on that, Justin, I know you've got a prelim, but obviously the Fremantle job still looms. Are you still interested in that job, and are you still feeling like you're in the running?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've said all along that I'm not going to give updates. That's for Fremantle to do on their process, and I've said that they've been really respectful of my commitments to Collingwood, and I think that's all that's anyone has said. But for me to be reading in the paper yesterday that I've pulled out of it, that was a bit bizarre.
Yeah, so you'd expect that potentially after the Collingwood's campaign's over that might be the appropriate time, if it's going to happen, that you'd sit down with Fremantle.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they've said all along that they're not in a massive rush to appoint their coach, and they're willing to take the time to go through candidates and do a thorough process. So that's just what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah, Justin, Tommy Lonergan up here, mate. How
Tommy,
you going?
Good, mate.
Mate, I'm really interested in the matchup for Jeremy Cameron, given that Toby Green is out. I think he's the real match winner for GWS. And I know, Darcy Moore and Howie down there have been fantastic for you. Can you give us any indication on who might go to him first up?
Yeah, well, he kicked six against us in round 18. So I think Darcy Moore is a good matchup for him. Darcy's got really good athleticism. He needs to make sure he's really switched on and anticipate Cameron's movement. But yeah, he'll get the first crack, and I expect him to go well against him.
Justin, Mumford's a bit of a wrecking ball for them. I know, focusing on the physical side of it, but how do you deal with a player such as him? He's probably ready to do anything to win.
Yeah, well, I suppose the guy he's coming up against in the ruck is a pretty physical player himself and doesn't back down from a contest. So Brody's against him last time was probably our only real winner across the ground. He had 20 contested possessions, 30 possessions all up, and dominated the ruck against him and Simpson. So, it's probably just not to put up with any of his crap and get on with the game, because they can go around trying to be physical all they want, but if we win the footy and use the footy well, there's nothing they can do about that.
Bit of marital advice there, was it? Don't put up with any crap. That's fantastic from you, Justin.
I think the marital advice is put up with plenty of crap.
Yeah, I think. Justin, Andy, I know you're not playing, but you... Are you sort of on the scale of toeiness? Are you sort of Roman sandal, or is it more of an Ugg boot arrangement?
No, not really. I just take it one week at a time, prepare like I always prepare. And I think that's what you've got to do as a coach, to be honest, is just keep it really really simple and try and keep it as normal as possible, and just prepare the players to expect the unexpected as well. I mean, we've prepared for GWS's physicality. We're prepared for, different shapes and sizes in their forward line. They're going to go four talls at times down there and try and stretch us with height. So it's just about preparing the players the best they can and trying to keep them really process orientated and not getting them forecasting to next week.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.